Welcome back or welcome to the show. I'm Joe. As always, strong sexual content, foul language, listening discretion is advised. And the thing that pisses me off is things that are taboo or things that people get irked about. And primarily for this topic is porn. And I'm talking the whole adult entertainment. That's talking stripping, that's talking exotic dancing, that's talking, again, porn, all that. We're just encompassing that into adult entertainment. So let's first go low end and go the exotic dancers and the strippers. Now, the thing that pisses me off, and it's not the people that are doing the, you know, dancing that pisses me off. It's the people that are holier than now, or the people that believe that they are morally right and morally just in, you know, demanding that those girls stop doing that, or those men stop doing that, stop showing your body. They're working. Are you jealous that you can't, you know, do what they're doing? It's not hurting you. Unless you have a man that is literally going there watching her, I guarantee you, you are making out more than that dancer. Because the fact is that that dancer, yes, she's getting money to perform a dance that is either half clothed or nude, but he's going home to you. And you may or may not get the benefits of him seeing her. So, that pisses me off. People literally, you know, talking or being upset over something that is not anything bad. Again, I live in Ohio, and we have a few, and we do have, you know, we are close to the Bible Belt. We're not right at the Bible Belt, but we're close, and we do get those few holier-than-now people that'll protest, be like, get rid of this. I mean, I would say about 10, 15 years, we had a law passed that, you know, adult bookstores can't be open past midnight. I'm sorry, but if a woman wants a fucking dildo or a man wants a damn fleshlight, let them get it. Let them do what they want to do. It does irritate me. It's one of the very few things that piss me off to no end. But, you know, and we are all entitled to our opinion. Look at what I'm doing. This is just my opinion. But it's where my opinion, I'm not, you know, protesting. I'm not out in front of, you know, the masses going, this should be how it is. Shut these doors. Don't do this. Oh my God. Don't your dad and mom love you? Do you not know what you're doing? You're showing your body. If she has a fucking body that she can do that to, let her. Good God. And it's even more frustrating when you talk about porn. because if you bring up porn, oh my God, you know, these adult film stars, they're literally working, and some of them don't make a lot. And, you know, they're doing some very, very, I will use the word risque things to help men, help women. And it's, I don't see anything wrong with it. What I see what's wrong with it is the state of the adult film industry. There's a lot of people that are getting a lot of backlash. A lot of the female stars get backlash. And, you know, it's, hey, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go end my misery. And that's sad. And yes, I understand. People are going to go, but Joe, those girls do drugs. Or they get laid. Of course they get fucking laid. Hell, bartenders get laid. Servers get laid. It doesn't fucking matter what job you do. If you look good, you get laid. That's just the part of life. It doesn't matter what the fuck you do. And of course, let me make this perfectly clear. I'm gonna throw some, you know, old-fashioned 100% knowledge your way. If she is a porn star, or if he's a porn star, I am going to bet 100% they're going to get laid. That's their fucking job. Their job is literally to fuck. So, yes, they're going to get laid. And I have some people, it's like, yeah, well, but what about the lesbian and the gay porn? That's immoral. That's against God. Who the fuck are you to care? The Bible says, judge not lest ye be judged. So don't give two fucks what that other person is doing. If she starts on drugs, which is another thing, well, they're going to do drugs. Well, if they do drugs, they do drugs. If it was meant for them to do drugs, they would have done drugs a long time ago. It doesn't matter what job they do. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, dancing. You have no idea what that woman is dancing for or what that man is dancing for. None. You have zero. You want to put your 2 cents in, and that's not what she needs, because I've known a few strippers, and out of, I want to say, the 12 I knew, 10 had kids. 9 had kids. And they tried. They tried everything to not do that. They tried everything. They put applications in. They were denied. They put, you know, if that's the only job you can do, then guess what? Do it. And when it comes to porn, some men like sex. They love it. They crave it. And if you can get paid to have sex on film and you're confident enough that you can do that, by all means, go fucking ahead. Go for it. I am all about that. What I won't stand for is other people saying, yeah, porn's disgusting and they should do better, or oh my god, why do you watch that? First of all, who says I do? But second of all, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. And that's the one main thing, is that people want to get into other people's business or lives, and everybody wants to be that one person that's like, you should be like this. This is how you should be. No. If we were all mindless robots, then the world would be very boring. We all do what we do. We like what we do. And if she wants to, you know, be a exotic dancer or a stripper, let her. If she wants to go to California because, you know, she's 19 and she looks good and she has, you know, decent sized breast, a nice ass, and she can, you know, suck a 12-inch dick, that's talent. That is talent. And don't get me started on OnlyFans. That's a whole nother topic that we'll discuss later on. So, but, you know, I'm looking at my timer, and it's saying it's been 12 minutes and 30 seconds. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to my incoherent ramblings. Again, this is the new, I'm just going to, no script, it's unfiltered, not written. I'm just going to go with what, you know, I'm going to talk. So again, my name is Joe, and still coming up with a name for the podcast, but I hope you turn in next time, and as always, stay safe. Bye, guys.